Trey, Congressman Mike Waltz from Florida, Green Beret in Congress, made a good point in Lucas's piece earlier about the Afghanistan military bases there being on the southern flank of Russia and the eastern flank of Iran, and they won't be there in case those places are in need or we need to respond to something in one of those countries.
Yeah, Brett, look, reasonable minds differ on this. It's a complicated issue. But, Brett, it's been a long war, but unfortunately the war is not over. I get that there are people who are tired of fighting it, but it is not over, and it won't be over in our lifetime. I can tell you, having served on the Intelligence Committee, I have no doubt that the United States will be able to gather intelligence even if we do withdraw. But I do have doubts on whether or not we'll be able to act on it. You know, the general referred to an over-the-horizon force. That's great, but it's not as good as an around-the-corner force. I think we're going to be drugged back in to conflict. The question is, how quick can we get there?
Yeah. We did the story yesterday, Katie, about Jennifer Griffin did, about Afghan interpreters who've been working with U.S. troops on the ground, almost 17,000 of them. Today, following up on that, a question to the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Take a listen.
Interpreters and others that have worked closely with the U.S. government, the intent is with the State Department in the lead, is to make sure that it's a moral imperative that we take care of those that have worked closely with us if their lives are in danger, et cetera. But I would also caution some folks on some speculation here. It's a bit early to tell what the outcomes are going to be.
Yeah, and this is to bring them to the U.S. or get them out of Afghanistan. But they're going to wait and see how the Afghan forces do.